project involves converting tidal stream energy into electricity sufficient to provide carbon-free power to a quarter of the island homes. Now, the council previously invested some £1 million in this project. The project looks to explore and develop the opportunities for renewable energy, potentially bringing employment as well as maintaining our green agenda strategy. The report reflects a request from PTEC for a further investment of £244,000 to progress the project and a summary of the council's response related to our current financial challenges and priorities is outlined in the report. Can I also say, bear with me a moment, just got to tidy up some notes I've got together. There is one aspect to this report that I need to add. Bear with me just a few moments. The council's original loan term, the request is for this to be extended for 5 years, is repayable alongside the other loan, which capitalises the company, and the council releases its position on the PTEC board, subject to the additional funding being secured. Now, that element there is just to add to what we would need to do following discussion on this particular subject. I'm now going to pass to Councillor Whittle, who may wish to add some further comments onto this, and then I will invite members for any comments they may wish to make. Councillor Whittle?
Yes, well, as most know, Leader, this dates back to 2015, where a decision was made to loan PTEC £1 million from the Isle of Wight Council's funds to enable them to set up the test bed of a St Catherine's. Basically, that didn't receive the funding that it needed of extra subsidy from the government, so it's delayed the whole venture and further funding is needed. But for us to put funding of that magnitude into something at this stage of the game with the COVID going on is a big ask. And not forgetting, we only loaned that £1 million in order to create jobs and enable green technologies to thrive on the Isle of Wight. So best thing we can do is surrender some shares and let them find further funding. But at this stage of the game, it's not really wise for us, or we're not really able to find that sort of money. And £1 million from a little council like us is an awful lot to put into this sort of venture in the first place.
Thank you. I'll go round the team now. Councillor Ward?
I'm happy with that, Leader.
Thank you. Nothing you wish to say. Good. Councillor Mosdell?
I have found this really difficult, so I think we should encourage all renewables, but I understand, you know, if this had been a year ago, I think I would be voting very differently to how I'm going to vote this evening, and I know that we've had many weeks of quite detailed discussions on it at cabinet level, so, you know, I do think we should do everything we can to encourage renewables, but yeah, it's just difficult times at the moment.
Thank you. Councillor Brading?
Thank you, Leader. Fair to say, my view on this one has changed a few times, and we discussed it several times, because, you know, I'm all in favour of the green agenda, definitely in favour of employment, and obviously, you know, and renewable energy, you know, it is the future. But I will be supporting the recommendation of the paper for the simple reason that with our current financial situation, and I know the pressures on children's services at the moment, to invest £244,000 at this stage, I can't support that part of it. So on balance, I will be supporting the recommendation of the paper for that very reason. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Brading. Councillor Abraham?
Yes, like Councillor Marshall and Councillor Brading, I did have concerns, as you know, when we spoke about it at cabinet. Indeed, I remember when this sort of come up in 2013, listening to the debate. The problem that I had, nobody really understands what the, or knew about what the technology was. and it's still very much an unproven technology. But I'm glad we're not actually putting physically any money into it, and I will support the recommendation.
Thank you for that. Councillor Hastings.
Thank you, Leader. Yeah, as somebody who has long thought we should be involved in tidal energy ever since the French got involved and invested in the 60s, and they are now getting a return on it, but we didn't get in at that time, and this is a slightly different project. And from an environmental perspective, I was actually 100% behind this, and that was my stance from the off, until we started talking deeper and thinking deeper, and the implications, etc., the pandemic we find ourselves in. And then I screwed on my economic head and came up with a different result. And I'm very pleased. Well, I'm very pleased that we've got this recommendation, because I can support that, because it does mean it can still go ahead, but we don't have to put the funding to it further. So yeah, I'm happy to support it as it stands. Thank you, Leader.
Thank you for that. Councillor Thies, but Gary.
Yeah, thank you, Leader. As I think probably people listening to this will realise, this has been a difficult and much discussed topic. I sit on things rather differently. I will support the proposal as it is. However, I will say that I was fully in favour of investing more money into this project. I'm an ex-engineer. I do understand technology. I know it's not quite there yet, but we've got to be investing for the future and the long term, and not looking at what's happening in the next couple of years. So I would have invested fully, because I just think it's essential for our whole economy and our environmental agenda. That said, I'm happy to go with Cabinet majority and responsibility, and go with the proposal as it is today. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hutchinson, do you want to comment as well?
Thank you, Leader. I think the recommendation we have before us is a good compromise. We had a wide spectrum of opinion in Cabinet, but of course the situation that we faced when we first started this project is now very different. And I, for one, would have been concerned at handing over £250,000 now, and then finding in a few months' time we've got to take that same money out of essential services. So I think this compromise firstly allows us to support the continuance of the project. It gives a level of control to the board to raise the money by using some of our shares to do so, and it still gives us a foot in the door, as it were. So I would be happy to support the recommendations. Thank you, Leader.
Thank you. Councillor Tindall, have I asked you? I will
support the recommendation, and my various thoughts about it have been reflected by the other speakers here.
Thank you very much. So I think I've asked everybody. I just want to I'll read the recommendation, I'll ask perhaps for a seconder in a moment. And there's also then the amended point that I made earlier, which I'll read. So the recommendation is that page D12, option C, not to make any further investment in PTEC at this time. And option E, to authorise PTEC to raise the required funds by selling up to 2/3 of the council shareholding in the company. And in addition, that the council's original loan term is extended for 5 years, is repayable alongside the other loan which capitalises the company, and the council release its position on the PTEC board subject to additional funding being secured. So that is what we're voting for. I'll recommend it if we have a seconder. I see Councillor Hastings' hand, so that's a seconder. And if we can now go round, I'll go around for the record. I vote in favour, so for. Councillor Brading.
Leader, apologise, it's the Chief Executive again.
Okay.
I think your normal practice has been just to reflect on the outcomes of the scrutiny committee as well. I'm not sure you've done that yet.
You're right. Summarise, I would say summarise now, inform members, scrutiny committee agreed to support the recommendation in the port. So they were fully, and that's actually very important. I thank you, the Chief Executive. Cross-party group scrutiny and their conclusion was reflected in the report. And as members will see and the public will see, this is a very, very comprehensive document. Is that sufficient, Chief Executive? I just want to make sure I've dealt with it properly.
Yes, thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. So, Councillor Brading?
Four.
Councillor Ward?
Four.
Councillor Abraham?
Four.
Councillor Mosdall?
Four.
Councillor Whittle? You are on mute. Wait a minute.
Four.
On mute. Councillor Tindall, four. Councillor Tindall, four.
Four.
Thank you. Councillor Hastings?
Four.
Councillor Hutchinson?
Four.
And Councillor Peace?
Four.
And myself, four. So thank you very much, Cabinet, for that. We now move to item seven, which is Cabinet members announcing